There's been a lot of, especially in our modern times, there's been a lot of different translations of the Bible. I always said that it doesn't matter which translation you use, it won't take away the spiritual truth of God's Word, as long as it's a good translation. The King James Bible is that. It's a translation. It's a good translation, but the original King James, with the language was used, was the King's language. And sometimes we don't use those words anymore. So if you're going to study with the King James Bible, keep a dictionary close by. And there's the New Living Translation. There's a lot of different ones. I use the New Living Translation a lot, but this morning I brought the Amplified Bible. Any of you ever read the Amplified Bible? The Amplified Bible is a Bible that takes the verses, and particularly a word, and amplifies it into a lot of different words so that you better understand the meaning of the Scripture. So in John's Gospel this morning, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, and says on a pole, so must it necessary that the Son of God be lifted up on the cross, in order that everyone who believes in him, who cleaves to him, trusts him, relies on him, may not perish, but have eternal life and live forever. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten Son, who was unique, the unique Son of God, so that whoever believes in him and trusts and clings to him, to relish on him, shall not perish, come to destruction, but be lost, and have eternal and everlasting life. That's a familiar passage that a lot of us has remembered, basically from the King James Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's all of us, believe in him, shall not perish and have everlasting life. In the Amplified Bible, it just takes it and amplifies it a little more. Verse 17 says, for God did not send the Son into the world in order to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him. He who believes in him, who clings to, trusts in, relies on, will not be judged. He who trusts in him never comes up for judgment. For him there is no rejection, no condemnation. He incurs no damnation. But he who does not believe, cleave to, rely on, trust in him, they're talking about Jesus, is judged already, and has already been convicted, and has already received his sentence, because he has not believed in, trusted in the name of the only begotten Son. He is condemned for refusing to let his trust rest in Christ's name. Verse 19, the basis of the judgment indictment, the test by which men are judged, the ground for the sentence lies in this: the light has come into the world, and people have loved darkness rather than light, and more than the light, for their works, their deeds were evil. For every wrongdoer hates, loathes, detests the light, and will not come out into the light, but shrinks from it, lest his works, his deeds, his activities, his conduct be exposed and reproved. Verse 21. But he who practices truth, who does what is right, come out into the light, so that his works may be plainly shown to be what they are, wrought with God, divinely prompted, done with God's help in dependence upon him. The word of God from the Amplified Bible for the people of God. Thanks be to God.